every Sunday at this time, your Radio Hall of Fame brings you... Oh, pardon me. Hello? Yes? Yes, she's here. Hold on a minute. Judy! Judy Canova, your Aunt Minnie is calling you from Cactus Junction.
Gosh, I knew she was a hog-calling champion, but I didn't think her voice could reach all the way to New York.
Judy, I wish you'd tell her to call back later. I have to introduce the show.
No, I think I better talk to her now before she changes her mind and reverses her voice. The charges. Here, give me the phone. Hello, Aunt Minnie? Yep, I'm here at the Radio Hall of Fame. Golly, you ought to see it. They's the biggest orchestra and choir I ever did see. Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's Mr. P.W. He's the Dean of Modern American Music. And guess who else is going to be here today? I'll give you a hint. What big star just has to look at you and you scream? Aunt Minnie. I don't mean Boris Karloff. No, it's Harry Como. Harry Como. Yeah, the fellow we listen to all the time on the radio. The same fellow who made all those records we bought. Mr. P.W. has arranged a rendezvous. Yeah, that's New York talk for meeting. What's that, Aunt Minnie? Watch out for them New York wolves. That's all I've been doing ever since I got here. Watching out for wolves. You know something? I ain't caught one yet. Well, Aunt Minnie, I gotta go print myself up if I'm gonna get a date with Perry Como. And anyway, Mr. Riggs has got to get on with the show. Bye.
What Judy didn't tell Aunt Minnie is that right now our lovely Martha Tilton and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir are poised waiting for Mr. Whiteman's downbeat for a new tune entitled Symphony.
Symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. Thank you.
United States this weekend, readers of Life magazine and the Saturday Evening Post were previewing the great new radio developments from the Philco laboratories. Full-color photographs show the brilliant new Philco models, tell the story of Philco's electronic triumphs that make these great Philco radios 10 years ahead of 4 years ago. In these magazines, you can see for yourself one of Philco's gorgeous new radio phonographs, custom-built by Philco in authentic Chippendale designs. You can see Philco's beautiful new table models with advanced FM and the new Philco Portable with tremendous new power, range, and sensitivity. And you can look at Philco's amazing new invention that obsoletes all manually operated phonographs, a table model radio phonograph with an automatic record player that starts, plays, and stops itself. Just put a record in the slot and it plays. Yes, with these and many other sensational new radio developments, Philco returns to its unbroken record of radio leadership, 10 years ahead of 4 years ago. Ask your Philco dealer about them now. And before you buy, look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Thank you, Glenn. This is Paul Whiteman saying hello, and right here and now, I want you to say hello to the echo in the valley of laughter, that canebrake canary, Miss Judy Canova.
Thank you, folks. And thank you, too, Mr. P.W.
Judy, it's been quite a spell since we cut up touches. How are all the folks back home?
Oh, they're just fine. Before I left, Ma had herself one of them silver anniversaries.
You mean she's been married 25 years?
No, but it was her 25th husband.
Tell me, how's Uncle Avocado Canova's eyesight?
Oh, his eyesight? Well, his vision is 20/20.
Vision's 20/20?
Yep, he never looks at a woman over 40. Say, Mr. P.W., I don't have to tell you why I came here today. Now, where is he?
Where's who?
You know, that fella that sings like he's getting paid for it. I saw his picture. He's got nice, black, wavy hair.
Well, that eliminates Crosby.
And he weighs about 160 pounds.
That eliminates Frankie.
And I know when he sees me, he's going to fall right smack dab in love.
And that eliminates me.
Well, Judy, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the Hubba Hubba Lot of Radio Station Queen, Terry Como.
That's enough. That's enough. Don't spoil him. It's going to be tough enough for me as it is.
Well, Judy, I'd like to make a speech and thank the people.
Go right ahead, but don't make it too long.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to
thank you. That's long enough. Now let's start from the bottom. You married?
No. My mother always told me to play hard to get.
Well, don't play too hard to get or you won't get got. No, I didn't. Don't you ever think of marriage?
Sure, but that's what worries me. I have a habit of dreaming of Hedy Lamarr.
Well, don't let it worry you. Your wife won't mind. She'll be too busy dreaming of Van Johnson.
Oh. Judy, what I can't understand is, do all the girls in Cactus Junction go for singers?
Mr. PC, why, do you know when Frank Sinatra was sick, all the girls back home wore their bobby socks at half mast? Now, look here, Perry. Time's a-wasting. I done told my Aunt Minnie I was going to have a date with you, and that's just what I'm aiming to do.
That's just what I'm trying to tell you. I have a date with a gorgeous girl.
Well, what she got that I ain't got that I couldn't get fixed if the OPA had just give me the priority.
Now, Judy, why don't you get yourself a nice young fella, charming and chivalrous?
Chivalrous?
Yes, the age of chivalry isn't dead. It's dying, but it isn't dead yet.
Well, you can take out more than one girl, can't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what am I, hominy grits? Oh, come on, Perry, let's get out of here and go to a nice, dark movie.
Oh, no, you don't. First thing you know, you'll put your arm around me.
I will, huh?
Yeah, then you'll hold my hand.
I will, huh?
Yeah, then you'll try to kiss me.
I Having a heck of a time, ain't you?
So why should we pay for a movie that we'll never see?
Okay, no movie. Let's next.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Nice day.
Nice day. That's enough talk. Let's next.
Now, Judy, please. I'm expecting my girl over in a minute.
Well, listen here now, Perry. This is my last offer. I want you to listen to what I got to say. Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to pay for what you get. I will be here when you find me. So come and find me, my little pet.
Chirping, Judy.
Thanks, Mr. P.W., but I'm telling you, I'd be a lot happier if Perry would give me a tumble and take me out.
Oh, well, let me give you a little tip, Judy. Your tactics are all wrong. You've got to fight fire with fire.
Well, who's he got a date with, Mayor LaGuardia?
Judy, the trouble with you is you're too eager. You should change your approach.
The only approach I know is the one I learned when I was a member of the Cactus Junction Spooning and Wrestling Society. They taught us spooning to make them fall and wrestling to keep them from getting up.
Here comes Perry now.
Hi, Judy. After hearing you sing that song, I've decided...
Yeah?
...that nobody ever sang it as good.
Thanks, son.
Ah, boy, here comes my date, Martha Tilden.
Hello, Perry. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Marge.
Ah, gee, honey, that's a pretty dress you're wearing.
Oh, do you like it, Perry? It's my new tea gown.
How many old tea bags did you use to make it?
Stop it. Now, no fighting. I'll tell you what, I'll take both of you out tonight. I'll take you both out to dinner.
Hmm? Both? Sorry, I just couldn't think of eating. I'm 3 pounds overweight now.
Well, what you ought to do is get up early every morning and run about 20 miles.
But that'd kill me.
Catch on fast, hmm?
Flattery will get you nowhere. Martha, can I talk to you woman to woman? Maybe you can help me out.
Well, what do you want to know?
Do you think Perry would ever let me kiss him?
Let you kiss him? Well, there's only one way to find out.
Write a letter, huh? Perry.
Yes, Judy.
Tell me the truth. Now, wouldn't you like to run your finger through my hair? I'll guarantee it'll make you so romantic you'll hear birds sing.
Well, okay. I'll run my fingers through your hair if you'll promise me one thing.
What's that?
Take out the bird's nest.
Well, all I got to say is that you city fellers don't come up to the Cactus Junction boys when it comes to courting.
Well, Judy, the city boys go courting in a more cultured vein. You see, they take their dates to the park, sit on a bench, hold hands in the moonlight, and then they kiss.
Well, Harry, I wouldn't exactly call that culture.
I don't care what you call it. Just tell me where that park is.
Gosh, Judy, from the way you sound, a date with a fellow is the most important thing in the world.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I think Judy's right.
Congratulations.
Well, I hope you two will be very happy together. I'm going Christmas shopping.
Christmas? Hey, I know where there's a sale on nylons.
Nylons? Nylons? Well, come on, what are we waiting for?
Nylons? Hey, wait for me.
Just freeze your tongue and give your teeth a sleigh ride, son. When I wanted a date, you had one.
But, Judy, Martha, what am I going to do for a date?
Date? When there's nylons? So long, Perry.
So long, Perry Wary.
Well, if you can't get near the counter, I'll be here. In fact, I'll be here till the end of time. Long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring of birds to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you, through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. Each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you, through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm one you love and live for till the end of time.
Wonderful, Perry, wonderful. The way you sing that song till the end of time. Ah, time. That reminds me...
Uh-oh, I know what's coming, Mr. P.W., when you start remembering.
That's right, I remember myself right into the now and then department.
What is it for today?
Darling Nellie Gray, a song I heard you sing the first time I ever saw Judy Canova with Annie and Zeke in vaudeville.
I remember that, too. You said someday we'd do a show together.
Well, we did, didn't we?
Yes, sir. 79 weeks together on the air isn't exactly a one-night stand.
Well, how about joining us on that same Darling Nellie Gray?
Okay. But you know something, Mr. P.W.? You do them now and then's all wrong.
Wrong? Now listen here, Sprout.
You do it now and then when you should ought to do it then and now.
I sure ought to do it then and now. Fine thing. The then now and the now then.
No, the now ought to be now and the then then.
Well, here we go again. If you get the brass ring, you let me know.
No, what I mean is the now is now. Miss P.W., you just start the boys off and I'll show you now.
By the little cottage door, where lives my darling Nellie Gray.
Darling Nellie Gray.
Oh, my poor Nellie Gray, they've taken you away. I'll never see my darling anymore. I'm sitting by the river and I'm weeping all the day. Oh, you've gone from this old Kentucky.
Your darling Nellie Gray is better than ever. You're just like the Philco radio.
I like that compliment, Mr. P.W. I'd rather be compared to a Philco radio than anything except some Colgate tooth powder.
How about comparing a Philco with a Chesterfield? They both satisfy.
Right, Perry, they're all tops. You know, Judy, you and Perry are going to get a big kick out of listening to your own records over that terrific new dynamic reproducer Philco has this year.
From what I hear, Paul, Philco must have something pretty special.
Special is right, Perry. Same kind of record reproduction in your home you get in broadcasting studios. And only Philco has it. Right, Glenn?
It's another Philco first, Paul.
You bet. That old Philco custom of being first with the finest. And that's been going on since our band was playing. Something to remember you by. A hit tune over those 1930 Philco radios.
And still a hit today, like those great new Philco radios. Philco has plenty of firsts this year. Philco Advanced FM, for instance, a revolutionary new FM circuit that actually ignores noise. Check your Philco dealer now for the full story of what's new in radio from Philco the leader. And just wait till you hear a new 1946 Philco bringing you...
Folks, Folks, you know it's seldom that we have three kids who are all tops in the vocal department. And I needn't tell you, it presents a sort of a problem when it comes to figuring out a finale. But Judy, Perry, and Martha have had their heads together, and they tell me they've cooked up something. Confidentially, I'm as anxious to hear it as you are, and all I know is that Judy tees off. So take it, Judiah.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you'll patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
What was that you just sang, Judy?
Oh, a little hillbilly lullaby my mama used to sing to me. Oh,
I love that plaintive music, Judy, and nobody does it like you.
Thanks, Perry. But, shucks, I don't want to be typed as a hillbilly singer. I really like to sing that there high-class stuff. You know, the kind you sing.
Well, who's stopping you? Go ahead.
Till the end of time, I'll be singing country tunes. But I'd rather sing and vocalize those high-class Chopin tunes.
But confidentially, believe me, Judy, I'd rather hubba-hubba anytime. Even though we know Chopin will live till the end of time. Ahaba, haba, haba. Hello, Jack. Well, ahaba, haba, haba. I just got back. Well, ahaba, haba, haba. On your way, and I will dig you later than the USA.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. How about me?
Well, what about you, Martha?
Symphony. Wish that I could sing corn instead of swing, just like Nellie Gray.
Well, dig it, Martha, dig it.
I'm a-sittin' by the river, and I'm a-weepin' all the day, for you've gone from the old Kentucky shore.
Well, chillin', that was mighty nice of you singing each other's songs and mixing up your styles. Wonder how it would sound if we mixed them all together in a sort of a harmony hassle. What do you say we try it and see what comes out?
All right, by me.
Well, it's fine.
Ahaba, haba, haba. Hello, Jack. Well, the
haba. Oh, to sleep, little baby. Ahaba, haba, haba. On our way, and we'll dig you later in a sand.
Close the doors of our Philco Radio Hall of Fame, and we express to you, Judy Canova and you, Perry Como, our thanks for lending the golden glow of your songs and the brightness of your personalities to our Fame Fest. We were honored to honor you.
Thanks for both of us, Mr. P.W.
And from both of us, good afternoon, everybody.
We're going to bring you a special Christmas show with a distinguished actor, Maurice Evans, lauded by critics for the finest Shakespearean interpretations of all time. With us as usual will be Martha Tilton, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir, and yours truly, Paul Whiteman. Welcome to the program, The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, Monday through Friday over these same stations. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.